Responding in thanks and praise, will you please join me in the reading of the affirmation of faith found on page 14 of the large blue hymnal? We will read the ecumenical version. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection and the life everlasting. Amen. Join me in prayer to bless the offering. Lord, we know that you have appointed us as stewards for everything that you have given to us and will give to us. We pray that you will sharpen our sensitivity for our resources to be going to those who are truly in need. So we ask you to bless us in order to bless others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons please come forward?
Thank you. hearts and minds to God in prayer, I'd like to open the floor to any prayer requests, joys, or concerns that we would like to share with each other. Do we have any joys or concerns? Yes, Jim.
I'd like to give an update on my friend at Colonial Heights, Ted Houston. From what all Eric and I have learned, Ted Houston successfully came through his hip replacement surgery, I guess it was on Wednesday, he was transferred soon after in his recovery situation to the cardiac section because he has had trouble with a weak heart for years. But as far as we know, everything is basically stable, and we're really in hope that he will eventually come back from rehab and be a lot less in pain and a lot healthier. And we're thankful for that, and also for his wife's relief for the situation. Carol, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And thank you all for praying for Ted Houston during this time. Are there any other prayer requests we have or need to share? I'd like us to pray for the couple that we have encountered several times over the last couple of months, Angie and Shane. They are the working poor, I would say, and they have approached us several times regarding financial needs. I think they need our prayers as well. They apparently have some young children, one of who is special needs, and Shane himself has some health issues. Let us pray for them in their need as well. Shane and Angie. Any other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we offer to you the concerns of our church, our community, and the world through these prayers that we bring to you today. Lord, we pray as always for our world, for the world that you created and called good, for the world that you made for humans to live within, for the chances that you give us over and over again to care for the creation and to be your people in the world. Lord, for the places in which you are not known, for the places where you are turned away and your people are turned away, we ask that you help us to shine the light and to work to be your people, or that where we cannot reach on our own, that we, through partnerships, are able to help put people in far-flung places. We pray for an end to war. We pray that people will come to more understanding of each other, that even if we disagree, we are still created human beings, created by you to be your people in the world. May we come together under that, if nothing else. Lord, we pray for our country, for our political leaders, that they may have wisdom and show good judgment in the decisions that they make. And we pray for Covington and Florence and Ludlow and Fort Wright and Fort Mitchell and Lakeside Park, Newport and Cincinnati and all of the community that surrounds us that we call home, that we know is our temporary home, but until we are home with you. We pray for good leadership. We pray for an end to poverty and homelessness. We pray that people like Shane and Angie will not have to beg from strangers, We pray that people like Ted Houston will not have to suffer from pain. We pray that all these things will be possible as we help to bring your kingdom into fruition. Lord, I pray the most for community of faith, for the folks who are here today, for the folks who cannot be with us today. Lord, be with each one of us. Help us to be your people in the community. Help us to lift the cover from the light that this community is capable of sharing from this building on the hill. Help us to know the path forward for any ministries that we may be called to. Help us as we follow the path of Transformation 2.0 and be with Bill and Dawn and Dan and the other folks who are going to Nicaragua this week. And Lord, I pray these things in your Son's name. And I also ask that we lift up any personal prayers that we have during this time of quietness. Amen. Let us pray together. We thank you, O God, for loving us and caring for us in our times of joy and sorrow. May we continue to feel your loving kindness through the presence of our Holy Spirit in our homes, our communities, and the world. Amen. Our sending hymn is "I'm Going to Live So God Can Use Me," and this is our final African-American spiritual. We just heard the lovely Go Down Moses that Joanna played during the offertory, which was another African-American hymn. I did not put any information about "I'm Going to Live So God Can Use Me," but just by the rhythms of it, I have a feeling this was one they used during their work time to have the rhythm to keep them going as they worked in the fields or wherever. So I have a feeling that Go Down Moses was more of a song that was used on the Underground Railroad. So let's close with "I'm Going to Live So God Can Use Me," number 369. Thank you. you to the Community of Faith Men's Chorus for helping us out on that song. Friends, as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to live and work and pray and sing so that God can use us every day of our lives. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.